we're going to have church. Let's just go to camp meeting territory. Second Kings. Second Kings is a preacher's paradise. Just as sure as you get in Second Kings, you'll preach on Elijah or Elisha. Amen. We held a revival for a preacher a few years ago and had a son by the name of Paul. I got there on a Sunday night and his dad had preached on Elijah. And Sunday morning, I preached on Elijah Sunday night. We went to a fellowship meeting Monday and the preacher preached on Elijah. On the way home, I said, we've got to get in a little early. I need to pray and get my message ready. And he turned around and said, anything but Elijah. Well, let's have Elijah tonight. If you have your Bibles, would you turn with us to the fifth chapter of 2 Kings? And we begin preaching tonight from the fifth chapter of the book of 2 Kings. I don't know that I can read it all, but let's read at least the first 14 verses. Now, Naaman was the captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor. That means he was dressed up and decorated. But he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid, and that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go, and I'll send a letter unto the king of Israel. He departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 hartshorn marked suits. That's the new version. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill, to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray thee, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. And it was so that when Elisha, the man of God, had heard the king of Israel had rent his clothes, and he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come to me now, and he'll know that there is a prophet in Israel, a God that can recover. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger in unto him, and saying, go wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and that's a church member out of sorts. Some of you met one. And he went away and said, behold, I thought, and I've met a lot of those folks, I thought he would surely come out unto me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not the Abana and the Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. I met his brother. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, to appear on TBN, thou wouldest been there. I love the way you're shouting. I'm reading a lot in this amplified version tonight. If thy father had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith unto thee, wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, and he and all of his company came and stood before him and said, Behold, now I know. And I'll tell you, there's nothing like a know-so experience. Who do you know? I want to know if you really know. I know. Who? Somebody ought to know about it. I know that there is no God in all the earth but the God of Israel. But in Israel now, therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. But he said, As the Lord liveth before whom I stand, I will not receive none. I am not sending out a list. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. Father, I pray for the anointing to preach. Would you lift us above our limited ability again? And would you let me breathe celestial air, drink from living fountains, and speak by divine unction the truth of God's immutable eternal word? Let the spirit of prophecy come upon us, and let us preach in the Holy Ghost, Lord. Father, would you let the spirit of God fall upon this congregation tonight? Make this altar ablaze with the fire of Pentecost. Glorify your name tonight, I pray, through the preaching of the word, and we'll give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. My message tonight title is, Come Down Out of That Chariot, Son. We've got our lesson opens tonight with a decorated military man that is a mighty man of valor. Seemingly, he had just won deliverance from the king of Assyria. Syria had just broken loose from the Assyrian stronghold that had ruled their land so long. He was such a military genius until he stood mighty tall in the eyes of his king. This man of valor, decorated with military brass, stands in front of his king and in high position with only one problem. He needs healing from the hand of God. He's a leper, and I care not how much of this world's goods you have. If you still need deliverance, you are still a pauper. He needed a touch from God Almighty. Let me talk to you tonight. You don't have anything until you've had a touch of heaven in your soul and you've been liberated from the power of sin and darkness. He was a leper, but they had just conquered a little maid. She was a prisoner of war. We don't even know her name. I thrill when I read about a no-name saint. You know, there's a lot of dignitaries and big shots and important folks, but God's got some no-name saints in some key positions that have got a testimony that we need to hear. I don't know who the little girl was that ran and got Moses' mother. I never did find her name that brought Jochebed, that trained little Moses to where all the education in Egypt and all the humanity professors couldn't knock it out of him. He still believed in that God that was across the river. Come on, young people. Give me something in your soul that Dr. Dumbbell and Dr. Sounding Brass both can't take out of you, because you know there's a God that is greater than the forces of the enemy. I don't know her name. I never did find it out. I never did find out the widow's name that sustained Elijah during the desert storm, but I can tell you now, I know a God that can use key position people. Even though you don't know their name, keep shouting. They're important in the kingdom of God. I don't know the little boy's name that furnished the lunch that fed 5,000. Honey, it was a miracle. It just said there was a lad there. And I've got a feeling God's got a lad here. And he may not be named yet, but get your shouting clothes on. God uses no names. I don't know who owned the donkey that Jesus rode on. He just said, you'll meet a man carrying a pitcher, and you inquire, and you go over and tell that fella, I need your donkey. Honey, looks like they'd had his name on the saddle, but I never did know. Jesus come riding into Jerusalem, fulfilled the prophet's word on the foal of an ass, and they cried, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Get your shouting clothes on. I said he uses no name. This little maid over in Naaman's house, all she did was make beds and sweep the floor. I mean, just wash dishes. She didn't have an important position. I'm not sure that she had credentials. She had never taken the Berean course. And I doubt seriously if she'd been to Waxahachie. I don't think she had. I didn't read about it, but I don't know. We didn't know her name. She had a broom in one hand and a dish towel in the other. But she said, Mrs. Naaman, I want to tell you about a God I know. Woo! I've got a testimony. I've got a testimony. Church, I want to ask you tonight, have you got a testimony? Do you know about this God that can deliver? Do you know about a God that can set the captive free? Do you know about a God that can relieve the darkness of this world? Do you know about a God that can deliver the drug addict? Do you know about a God that can deliver from alcoholism? Do you know a God? Well, come on. If you know about him, let's tell about it. Somebody, I said, somebody needs to tell it. Come on, choir. Tell it where you walk. Tell it where you work. Tell it in the store. Tell it on the street. Tell it on the highway. We've got a testimony. I said, we've got a testimony. We've got a testimony. Somebody testify. Hallelujah. Woo, come on. I want to tell you, most of us got saved not because we saw a handbill, not because we saw a TV ad. Most of us got saved because somebody told us the glad story. It was mouth to mouth. It was just a testimony. There is a God in Israel that can deliver. Woo, come on. How many of you tonight, somebody witnessed to you and it got down below the fifth rib and you had conviction? Raise your hand high. Somebody told, whoop, come on. There's a God in Israel. Let me tell you, there's a God in Israel. I got a feeling if this church would testify, if this people would testify, come on, let's get out of our little shell. Let's tell this world, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell it, church, tell it, come on. Let's witness Jesus saves. Whew. Sister Naaman, I just wish that our master, your husband, knew that God that I know. For there's a God in Israel that can heal. I want to tell it tonight. He hasn't changed. Hebrews 13:8 is still in the Bible. I said Malachi 6, 3:6 is still in the Bible. When I mentioned Malachi 3, every one of you drew up. You thought I was going to preach on tithes. Come on, shout with me. There's a victory there before you get to tithes. I am the Lord, I change not. Hallelujah. I'm on shouting ground now. Honey, you're relieved that I didn't go to the 10th verse. Come on. I'm the Lord, and I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. I just want to tell you tonight, I've got a God that'll never run out of energy. I've got a God that will not change. I've got a God that's still on the throne. I said he's still on the throne. I said he's still on the throne. I like this. Mrs. Naaman, I wish somehow. Brother, there's a victory in testimony. And Mrs. Naaman must have turned around and said, I wouldn't believe her, but she lives the life. Honey, there's no use of testifying if you can't back it up with a personal victory. I've been there. Woo! I've been there. Derry, I've been there. Hallelujah. It's real. I said it's real. Brother, it'll set the captive free. Woo, is that not Derry? What is his name? Terry. Well, I can't hear. I listened to you a while ago. I just thought I'd tell you, turn my hearing aid up, Charlie. I want to tell you straight out tonight, you don't have to say it's for somebody else told me. I didn't get it by a membership card. I didn't get it in a water baptistry. I didn't get it in a Sunday school class with a cordly. I found it at an old-fashioned altar. And I can tell you straight up front, it's real, it's real. Because I've been there, it's real. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to take this coat off. They say I don't look good with it. But the pastor's grandson is starting mocking me now. He can hold back and look. Well, let me tell you. I said it's real. This little maid had a testimony that was backed up with a life. And Mrs. Naaman came and said, say, Captain, I heard something today you need to hear. There's a God in Israel that can deliver. Mrs. Naaman, I want to tell you, Captain, there's a God in Israel that can deliver. I want to shout it out loud tonight. If you've come to this tabernacle, you've come to the right place, because there's a God that still delivers. Hallelujah. Old Captain Naaman, he doesn't know how to do it. He starts looking for a committee. I just thought I'd tell you up front, I've never seen a committee produce a revival. I've been to several kickoff breakfasts. I have been to several gatherings when they made plans for meetings. I've been there when they took an hour for prayer requests and it took 5 minutes to pray over them. Amen. I've been there when they talked about a revival and they appointed this one for this and this one for this, had altar workers and nobody to work with. I just thought I'd tell you, committees don't produce revival, but old-fashioned intercessors that know how to pray and touch God can still pray a revival down. He's the God of 1994. He's not just a brush arbor God. He's the God of the tabernacle. Shout of glory. He's a God on green carpet. Get your shouting clothes on. Well, Captain Naaman, here it is. So Captain Naaman goes down to see the king, the leader of the land. Now, I've done my best to do something about the mess our nation's in. I've called my senator. We wrote 25 letters. I called my president, and she couldn't do anything about it. And so, I thought,
I thought I'd tell you. I protested against 16 lesbians being on the White House staff. I have protested against homosexuals being in the Army. I don't like the way things is going, but that's not what's going to change our nation. I'm going to tell you what's changed our nation. When the church becomes the salt of the earth, when the church becomes the force, come on, church. Roll up your sleeves. You're not the salt of the church. You're the salt of the world. Get some salt in your soul. Woo. We've sat around with our teeth in our mouth and watched TV till we've been brainwashed by some liberal news media. It's about time you roll up your sleeves and find a family altar and say, God, you're still on the throne. You're greater than the forces of darkness. You're greater than the forces of the homosexuals and the lesbians. For you're God Almighty and you're still victor over every foe. They're trying to get it to law. I just cut it out of the newspaper in Houston, Texas, a few days ago. We cut it out of the Houston paper. They've asked the Attorney General to help support them and put a bill in Congress to make it a felony to say anything against homosexuals. I don't know what we'll call them then. We'll call them by the right name, sodomites. But I just want to say one thing. It's about time we have a testimony. We need somebody with a little bit of grit in their crawl. Come on, Jesus. Give me another church. Give me a church that'll not bow to the whims of society, that'll not bow their knee to Baal, but will stand up and say, there's a God in Israel that can deliver, and it'll not come by the White House. It will not come from that direction. It's going to come out of a blood-bought, Holy Ghost-filled, sanctified, overcoming, triumphant church. So, the king tore his shirt off. I hate to see him tear a good shirt, because the taxpayers have to pay for it. That's like this new Medicare business, this new socialized medical system. We'll have to pay for it. I didn't get any amens, but two or three nods. The president's staff couldn't do it. The Senate couldn't do it. The committee couldn't do it. And he's upset. We've got the king upset. He's tore his shirt off. He's over there in a rage. It doesn't take much to get folks in a rage. Have you noticed your husband sometimes on Sunday morning? Next time he blows his fuse, ask him to lead in prayer. You can do a lot of things when you're tearing your shirt off, but you can't pray. Honey, just lead us in prayer while we fuss. Darling, would you pray a bit? I love the way we're saying. The king's tore his shirt off. He's upset. We've got a mess on our hands. We got a man that's still a leper. Here he is with, I don't know, I didn't know he had that much money. Honey, man, he would have been pauper in our day if we could have got him to Los Angeles. We'd had an interview. I read this evening that all of that talents of silver and gold was worth $80,000 when it was cheap, not counting the suits. Wait a minute now, would you? I'd kind of like to know him. I know he's a leper, but I can get some alcohol and wash my hands after I get through with him. I like the way you're looking now. 80, $50,000 in his pocket, and he come loaded to give it in church. I care not what church you belong to, just as long as your tithes to me hand. And then it said, I'm on shouting ground now. We're going to get there a little bit. All this is introduction. King's upset. We got a man. He's got an entourage. He's got white horses with brass hames. And woo, I'm talking about fancy stuff and a chariot that's plush. And they come rolling in. Here they come. And the king's upset. And oh, there's a preacher that lives just across the peach orchard. His name is Elisha. He's not just an ordinary. No, he doesn't have his ordination hanging on the wall. But he's been across the river. Woo! He's got an old shawl hung around his neck, and they call it a mantle, and they say he's got a double portion. Well, come on, the world, the closer we get to the rapture, the more valuable that double portion preacher is going to be. Come on, some of these little 3-carat pin-whiskered animated question marks are going to wash out when the tribulation strikes. But I've got news. There's going to be some double portion boys that have crossed the river, that have got a mantle, and they're going to still walk with God. I said the closer we get to the rapture, the more valuable this double portion crowd is. I'm on shouting ground now. He said, send him over. And Elisha is back in his prayer chamber, and Captain Naaman pulls up. Horses are prancing and chariot wheels rolling, fresh greased. Everything looks, pomp and circumstance. Here we are. Brass is in the chariot. And where's the camera, Mama? We've got dignitaries here tonight. Woo, go stand beside the chair. Smile. Stand. Woo, we got a Honda. Did you see those white horses? Woo, with curly mane. I mean, breezing in the air. Did you see him roll into the yard, Mama? And here comes the leper. Big dignitary, covered with decorations from the military. Purple heart. Green liver. I mean, he's got it all. He loves. He's decorated. He's got it all. And all of a sudden, he pulls up, and the man of God sends a servant out. Hey, buddy, go tell that fellow that pulled up in the yard. Go dip in Jordan 7 times, and now we've got 2 tearing their shirts. King down here in Israel tore his shirt, and now this old boy in the church having a fit. I thought surely that pastor would recognize me as important as I am. After all, I can. I love the way you're shouting. I just wish that crowd needs this was here. I'm fixing to get to my message. I've always been introduction, but I'm about to get to my first point. He said, tell him to go dip in Jordan 7 times. And he said, it's not the Abana first refrigerator Christian temple. Honey, I just thought, while you're deciding on which river to dip in, I could tell you straight uptown, honey. Woo! You can look you up 100 churches and you'll try to find somebody to preach to suit you, but you'll still be a leper till you get your nose in this carpet and pray through and get delivered and set free from the... Oh, come on! Get down here and get at an old-fashioned altar and let him wash your sins away. He'll clean up your cigarette smoking. You'll throw out your Bud Dumber and your Budweiser too. Woo! You'll clean up your conversation. You'll shout victory because, brother, there's only one place to be delivered, and that's at the altar at the foot of the cross. At the foot of the cross. At the foot of the cross. Make your New Year's resolution and you'll break it before February. Honey, do your best. Join your church. Get you a button and wear it and say, I'm a new person. This is the thing. It won't help you. But I'll tell you what, if he washes you in the blood, if he saves you by his grace, if he lifts you out of the mire, if your sins are washed away and you're a new creation, he'll take the cussing machine out and put a glory manufacturer in there. And it will be as natural for you to shout as it is for a goose to go barefooted. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, it's real. I said it's real. I said it's real. Oh, but this old boy in the chariot doesn't like it. I've had a few of those chariot boys in my service. I mean, I understand. When you're in the mortuary, respect the dead. But honey, we've been made alive. I said, because he lives, we live. Come on. You're in the house of God. We're in the tabernacle of the Most High. Shout, you ransomed of Zion. Lift up your voice. Hallelujah. Well, sit up there in your chair. Beat your gums. I like that assistant coming out here telling me what to do. I expect him to come out here and wave his hand. I see you. Or he ought to at least blow on me. I mean, sir. I love the weird shot. I mean, I can't even wave a magic wand. Surely he ought to come out and say, yea, I say unto thee. I see it now. Ooh. None of that. He's back there in the back room. I've already upset two of you. I'm going to try to get you out of the church. A young preacher, I used to preach on seven ducks in a muddy pond. I mean, I needed high-powered titles. Hog that got the permanent wave. One night I preached out of a Sears and Roebuck catalog. Had a little specimen of what the Bible said. It showed a little specimen. Said, and Simon Peter said. So I preached, took a Sears and Roebuck print catalog and preached on what Simon Peter said.
sitting up there in his chair. I don't like the way they do it. Choir singing too loud, too fast for me. And that preacher, I didn't even keep his coat on. And that choir leader jumped around all the time. I like for one to stand up there and wave a little stick. I love the way they're shouting now. Sitting up there in his chair, judging the whole thing. I don't like what's going on. I'm just about to get down to my first point. Now, hold on. He's sitting up in his chair, and he's swelled up, and he's outraging, and I don't like this. I'll go home. I'm not going to put up with this. I don't have to. And I like this one. We got another no name. I don't know his name. Slipped up and said, "Captain, excuse me." May I say a word to you, Captain? No use going home like you are. Woo! I got the first point. No use going home like you are. Woo! Let's shout about it. I said, you don't have to go home like you are. I want to shout. I'm down to my first point. You better shout now. You don't have to leave this camp meeting like you came in the door. There's a God in Israel that can deliver. You don't have to go home like you are. Come on, I can tell you now. Woo! You go home a brand new person. You won't even have a ring where you hold your snuff can in your blue jeans when you get out of here. God is ready to set you free. Come on. You're not. I said, we're not going home like we came. Well, I'll never be the same again. I said, we'll never be the same again. Since I've walked wherever Jesus walked, I said, I'll never be the same again. You don't have to go home like you are. Woo! Sit up there in that chair and swell if you want to. And this is a personal worker. Captain Naaman, why don't you get down? Why don't you do what the Word of God says? You're not going to be better sitting there fussing. Come down out of your chair. Roll down here at this river. Woo, quit fussing over which river. I got a new message on that, but I can't preach that tonight. You don't need to. Listen, here's a hard enough take. And they roll up to the river. And he sits up there in that chair. And Elisha's not there. But we got a new preacher on our hands. We don't know his name. Hadn't got his papers yet. He said, come down out of your chair, buddy. Slide down the bank. Now, I don't know what chariot you're in tonight. It may be a chariot of pride. But if you'll get out of that chariot of pride and slide down the bank, I can promise you, if you'll obey God, he still gives the Holy Ghost. Acts 5:32 said, to them that obey him. Woo, get ready. I said, he still gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey him. Get out of that plush chariot. Get out of it, honey. Get off of that soft cushion and get your nose in this all carpet and get across this all. Because I can tell you, when you meet God's condition, my God still doesn't fail. He's still the God of today. He's still the God of victory. He's still the God of deliverance. Slide down the bank. Oh, I know you're going to get those trousers wet, and you may baptize some of those little brass bars, but get down the river, honey. God wants to bring you out of that chariot of pride.
Get out of your chariot of self-righteousness. Quit sitting in the back of the church and judging the rest of them and saying, I hope they get it. Get down here and get something from God. I said, let's quit standing around and telling others they need it. Everybody in this church ought to be down here tonight, for there is still a God in Israel that can deliver from the leprosy of pride, of self-righteousness. Brother, he's still on the throne. Get in the water, buddy. Get in, buddy. Get in, get in, get in. Get wet. You didn't hear me. I said, get. Woo, dive in, buddy. Get down here. Get down here. Get, come. Slide down that bank, you self-righteous. Saint. I've been waiting on some to get in the river. Ooh, don't sit up there in that chariot. You can die up there. Now you go home with that stuff and it'll kill you. Get rid of that pride. Get rid of that self-righteousness. Ooh, get down this river. Now get your head down. I mean, go under. I didn't help. I've been down there. Went one night. 2 weeks ago, Sunday night, I went for 2 minutes. I love the way you're shouting. You didn't hear me. Let me come over here at this bunch. This is the bunch that needs it anyway. Get your head under the water, son. Don't stand there trying to splash a little in your face. Get, he said, dip. That means duck. Get your head under. I was there Sunday morning. I was there Sunday night, but that's just two dips. Came Monday night, that's three, but I haven't got it. Well, honey, you haven't been down there enough. Get under. Tonight's the seventh night. Get your shout and blow. I said, this is the seventh service. We had Sunday morning, Sunday night, that's two. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday. Woo, here we are. Honey, you can come out tonight from out from under the water and you can shout victory, because I can tell you he's still got victory for them that will stay and obey. There's a power in his word that will not fail. Come on, come out of the water shouting. If you go God's way, there's still victory. I said there's still victory. If you're looking for an instant chocolate mix, you'll probably miss it. If you're looking for instant pudding, you'll probably miss it. But if you're willing to come God's old-fashioned way, there's still power in the blood. There's still victory in the cross. There's still healing in his name. There's still victory in Pentecost. He hasn't changed. There's a revival for the church in 1994. Well, we've got him out of the chariot. We've got him in the river. We've got him under six times. Get your head down one more time. No use. I've already been down there. Honey, you haven't done it right all the way. Whew. Do you remember the day when you turned it all loose? Do you remember when you said, God, not my will, but thine? Do you remember when you went to the altar and nobody had to lead you in a prayer for all we eat, for all we wear? Ooh. And you went through to victory and you told God things that you didn't want anybody else to know, and you put it all on the altar and you said, goodbye world, goodbye sin, goodbye, I'm going through. And you got your head above the water and you came out shouting, woo, climb up the bank, buddy, you've got it now. You don't have to talk him into it. He came out shouting, there's no God in all of the world like the God of Abraham, the God of Israel, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. There's no God like him. Whew. Well, it's over. There's healing in his name. There's deliverance in his name. And all I had to do was go God's way and lay aside my own selfish will. And the minute I cast off my selfish will and quit my murmuring and complaining and fault finding and backbiting and evil speaking and evil surmising, and I crawled into God's method, victory came. Get your shouting clothes on. I said, oh, hallelujah. Woo! And he's rolling now in a chariot that rides different than it did before. Honey, do you remember the night you went home and the birds were singing and the dog knew you were saved? Farmer out here in Oklahoma working his mules got saved and he used such a different language he couldn't get his mules to stay on the ridge. They didn't understand what he's talking about now. He had to cuss them. Obeyed God, you got your hands up and they're healed, you got your soul set free, you can ride back to town and tell the prophet, you're right, I'm sorry I had such a rage, I'm sorry I found fault in the service, I'm sorry that I murmured and complained, I have found it's real, I said it's still real. Get down out of your chariot, let God do something for you tonight. Slip up your hands and let's worship him a little. My God, out of heaven. Woo! Come down out of that chariot, brother. Come down out of that chariot, sinner. Come down out of that chariot, backslider. Come down out of that chariot, lukewarm. Let's let God do something. Hallelujah. Slip those hands just as high as you can get them. And let's worship the Lamb who heals and delivers and sets the captive free. Oh, shamanda pahasito pandaha. My God, there's death in the chariot, but there's healing in the will of God. Stand to your feet. Oh, we want to stand, if you will, please. Let's just worship the Lamb. I want to spend a little bit just worshiping God. Let's get ready to get in the river tonight. Spend a few minutes just loving Jesus. Just tell Jesus how much he means to you. Just tell Jesus. Just love him with your own words for just a little while. Just use words. Just use words to tell Jesus. Jesus, you're wonderful. You're mighty. You're God Almighty. You're manifest in the flesh. The Son of the living God. My Savior, my Redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb to receive glory and honor and might and dominion and majesty and power both now and forever. Worthy is the Lamb to hold the keys of hell and death. Worthy is the Lamb to cast Satan into the lake of fire. Worthy is the Lamb to reign for all eternity. Worthy is the Lamb that redeemed the church out of this wicked world. Worthy is the Lamb that saves to the uttermost. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Oh, God, I'm tired of this lukewarm chariot. I'm tired of this cold, dry, dead chariot. I'm tired of sitting, my God, wondering why. I'm ready to climb down the bank. I'm ready to get in the river. I'm going to get out of this chariot. I'm going to let God do something in my life tonight. Jesus, I believe you now. Jesus, I believe you now. Oh, the Holy Ghost is here to minister to your need tonight. You don't have to go back. Ida said, you don't have to look for another river. Just come on down and let God do something for you tonight. Somebody came to this tabernacle. You've been coming several nights now. And you've wanted the fire of God to burn in your soul, but you haven't quite got it yet. I could tell you tonight is the night. Some of you wanted God to baptize you in the Holy Ghost with fire in this camp meeting. Get ready, get ready, get ready. I said get ready. I could tell you if you'll get out of your chariot, God will meet you tonight in this altar. Somebody said, Brother Brankle, I'd like to be free from the shackles. I've struggled with this thing in my life. I've prayed about it. I've tried to overcome, and I've struggled with it. But tonight, I'm ready to go under the seventh time. I'm going to climb out of my chariot. I'm going to walk down this aisle. I don't care what anybody in the church thinks. I want a touch from God. I don't want to go back the same. I've got to have something from heaven. Get ready, get ready. Oh, I wish that God would just nudge you just a little bit more. I want you to start down this aisle tonight. If God has spoken to your heart, you'd like to have a filling, a refilling. You're wanting something from God. You don't want to go home with the same thing you came with. Step out of your seat. Start down the aisle. Victory's in this altar. Don't be ashamed. We've got an altar for you. Come down out of your chariot. I'm afraid that pride's keeping people from being in this altar. I'm afraid self-righteousness is keeping us from being in this altar. I'm afraid we're satisfied with something short of what God has for this church. I'm afraid we're satisfied with something short of what God has for your life. Come on. Climb down out of your chariot. I said, just slip right on down the bank. Woo! Let him baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. Let him give you a Holy Ghost baptism tonight. Come on down out of your chariot. Sing it, he's coming by here. Somebody's going to meet him when they start down the aisle. Just start down the bank. Oh, I like an altar call. I like an altar service. We haven't had church till we have an altar. We haven't had church till we meet God in an altar. Let's throw down our foolish pride. Is there anybody here? You haven't got what God intended for you to have in this camp. Start down the altar.
Jesus is passing this way.
Brother Brankle, I planned on getting something at this meeting. I haven't received yet. Come quickly. Oh, sing it now. Oh, Jesus is passing. I had about 20 people that need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'd like to see God fill 20 with the Holy Ghost and fire. I want about 20 people that haven't received the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues. Come quickly.